Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Bait Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Wednesday, and it is also the fourth day of October 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 59 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 37 degrees. And we'll run through and we'll be right back and we'll go over, we'll go see what the news is.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's see what we got up here today. A little girl's popped right up. We must have fixed that, huh? She has two parents, both public school teachers, and points out what they were able to afford in the 1990s. And this is a video compared to what the typical incomes are today and the cost of housing. There is no comparison. The massive inflation of the real estate market, hard asset, and it shows this lady. She's probably in her 30s, late 30s, early 30s, middle 30s, somewhere in her 30s. But she's, you know, sitting outside this house by this lake where she grew up. And her parents, two public teachers, could afford that house by that lake. And now she and her husband work, and they have an apartment where when it rains inside, it rains outside. Just talking about the disparity. You know, every generation, we always wanted the children to do better than we did. We always wanted our children, and that's what the politicians told you to. We want your children to do better than you did. We want to fucking steal everything you got. Suspect identified in homicide after far-left Philadelphia journalist Josh Cougar. And, you know, a far-left journalist gets fucking knifed up in the street. He deserves it. He's pieces of the shit that fucking makes up goddamn people who knife people up in the street. Baltimore police report active shooting at Morgan State University, multiple victims. And, you know, this was kind of interesting. I don't know if everybody probably got their little alert about 10 minutes ago on their cell phones, but this is by Kyle Becker, Trending Politics. The Baltimore Police Department has responded promptly to reports of an active shooter situation in the 1700 block of Argonne Drive, which is in close proximity to the university. Continue reading. Authorities launched an investigation following the report of gunfire near Morgan State University on Tuesday night. In a recent social media update, the police have urged everyone to seek shelter and avoid the area. Additionally, Baltimore police have confirmed that several individuals have sustained injuries, though their conditions remain unknown. And the reason I find this an oddity is about, month and a half ago, he had a guy, wrecked his old lady's car down at the casino. He'd been down here about 2 weeks from Portland. And then he went and sold a kayak and an AR-15 from somebody between the casino and the river, crossed the river. I heard he shot, I know he shot one woman. I heard he'd shot two other people, but I mean, the alarms came over the telephone, you know, the active shooter and all this horse shit. And it was never in any of the news. And that was kind of strange. I thought maybe it's just, you know, who the active shooter is and if it can cause problems for, I don't know, a corporation. The incident occurred in the vicinity of the Thurgood Marshall Apartments and is in close proximity to the Northeast District Police Station. It remains unclear whether any suspects are in custody at this point. And they've got a lot of videos there you could look at if you want to. By the way, Galen, I did get your correspondence. And to answer your question, why do yours get through? Because if they don't, you get a hold of admin and say, did you get it? You know, if people wanted to go by mail, if they weren't afraid just to go on the comment section, I got, last month, we got two fucking donations in the mail. Okay, one was Galen, and one was another fellow who just used numbers as his acronym. But he had said on the comment session, it's on its way. And when he say it's on its way, I write it down. And if it don't show up, I go over to the post office and I say, where's my fucking mail? Because I know it's on its way. I have one coming from here. I have one coming from there. And next thing you know, the next day, there comes one. And the next day, there comes another one. So it's not an impossibility. But you have to have not be afraid to say, hey, I sent you something, man. Let's see what we got here. Baltimore police report active shooting. Okay, we did that. Americans are rightfully getting fed up with the government. You work for us. I mean, and this is a video too, and it's just a big crowd of people. It looks like some kind of public school meeting. Looks like it's in a gymnasium. And they're all shouting, you work for us. You work for us. And the assholes up front are just smiling. No, we fucking don't. No, we fucking don't. No, we fucking don't. What are you going to do about it? No, we fucking don't. And they're going to continue the laughing at your fucking ass, stupid asses. This is your fucking uprising. This is your your goddamn uprising for freedom. You work for us. You work for us. You work for me. You made a whole lot of fucking noise. Big whoopty fucking do. I bet they fuck your ass over too while they're at it. It's a Trojan horse for globalism led by the United Nations and their puppet masters. And this, once again, Australian Senator Alex Anik utterly obliterates the man-made climate change hoax. But this son of a bitch, I listened to this video, and he talks about holes in the ozone. Don't you fucking tell me there ain't no holes in the fucking ozone. They're wanting to burn that son of a bitch off there. That's why the sun burns my goddamn skin when it touches my skin. I used to go out and stand in the sun. You could stand there 10 or 15 minutes in the fucking morning, and then you'd finally get warm enough so you wanted to walk over to the fucking shade. Now, as soon as that son of a bitch touches you, it burns you. They have blown holes in the fucking ozone with atomic bombs. 10 and however many thousands of goddamn satellites are up there that were launched that burned their way through the goddamn ozone. And they want to go up there and they want to destroy the rest of the fucking ozone. So you are a shill, motherfucker. This guy, Alex Antic is a fucking shill. Your little thing there was to try to get it to notion in somebody's head because everybody's been talking about the fucking burning up the fucking ozone that you cocksuckers have done. And you are a shill. And yes, the goddamn ozone's got holes. I mean, shit, holes as big as half the fucking planet burn. hard to tell if there's any up there left up there. And you're probably one of the pricks that want to go up there and get rid of the rest of it. So don't, that's not, I call shit on him. North Dakota senator who called for long-term mRNA damage study killed in freak plane crash. There's a fucking surprise. This is by Baxter Dimitri, the People's Voice. Earlier this year, Senator Larson made himself a target of Big Pharma when he spoke out in support of a bill to study long-term health effects of mRNA vaccines. The Republican senator's death was confirmed by his fellow legislator and majority leader, David Hughes. The plane was piloted by Doug Larson, which crashed Sunday evening after it took off from Canyonlands Airfield, about 15 miles of Moab, or Moab. I guess Moab. Grand County Sheriff Department statement posted on Facebook saying all four people on board the plane were killed. On Monday, the Sheriff's Department noted that the county's dispatch center received a report of an isolated incident involving a single aircraft taking off from the Canyonlands Regional Airport and then crashing into the ground. Now, they observed this now. See, I'm assuming I got this right because I read this before. On Monday, the Sheriff's Department noted the county's dispatch center received a report of an isolated incident involving a single aircraft taking off from the Canyonlands Regional Airport and then crashing into the ground. So go on. Senator Doug Larson, his wife, and his two young children died in a plane crash last evening in Utah. Hudges' email quoted by CBS News read, adding that they were visiting family in Scottsdale and returning home. They stopped to refuel in Utah. National Transportation Safety Board has commenced an investigation into the Small Piper plane crash. Local emergency services and authorities promptly responded to the call after a medical aircraft spotted the downed plane, the sheriff's office said. The NTSB spokesman earlier said a board investigator was expected to arrive at the scene Monday to begin to document the scene, examine the aircraft, request any air traffic communications radar data, weather reports, and try to contact any witnesses. Well, he had one witness, she said. Also, the investigator will request maintenance records of the aircraft and medical records and flight history of the pilot. Maybe he took a COVID shot. Who the hell knows? Oh, hard to tell. Let's see. Nigel Farage, we all know Nigel Farage, comments on the recent call by unelected head of the European Union, Ursula von, unelected. I don't care if she's elected in the fucking European Union. She got fucking shit to do with over here in the United States of these Americas. Head of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, for world leaders to roll out digital ID, CBDCSs, and a cashless society globally by 2030. Okay, the future will be digital. That's it. That is in interoperable, interoperable, I don't know, open to all. And but anyway, it's another fucking video, and there's just this bitch is unelected, even in the European Union, which what the hell has to do with the United States of these Americas, I do not know. But of course, if they're going to do it there, they're going to, because it's global, you see. It's a global non-government government that's going to fucking, and they're going to, do the same thing over here is pretty much what the fucking thing comes down to. CVS store in Washington, D.C. no longer has any items left on the shelves, and it shows the empty shelves, and they have this stupid bitch. Paxatines come every night to loot stuff and resell them on the streets. Residents in the area were asked about the shoplifting. They defended it And it's this fucking woman here is defending this fucking shit. Well, they must have needed to do it or they wouldn't have did it. Horse fucking shit, man. This is, you're seeing your society, your fucking goddamn, what was the fucking greatest society on this planet going straight down the fucking shitter into the fucking sewer. And you sit there, oh, they must have needed to do it. Well, if they needed to do something, why don't they take their fucking government back, enforce that fucking Bill of Rights? You got the, they got the goddamn law behind them, and they would, everybody would have a plenty. They really would. And they wouldn't have to be a fucking communist and raid fucking stores. That I mean, I don't know. I don't really give a shit what those fucking people do. Like, just like you, I don't give a shit because I ain't got no fucking interest in it. Coraton, MEP, Mislav Kokolakuskik, yeah, all these fucking foreign names. In the EU Parliament, it is necessary to declare the mainstream media a terrorist organization due to the fake news. Mainstream media, that's funny. Fake news, lies, and misinformation they propagate during the so-called pandemic, resulting in millions of victims. And it's, again, a video, and it's fucking phony. Exclusive, 55 Chinese sailors are feared dead after a nuclear submarine gets caught in a trap intended to snare British and U.S. vessels in the Yellow Sea. And this is supposed to bother me? This is by Mark Nichol of the Daily Mail. 55 Chinese sailors who are feared dead after their nuclear submarine apparently got caught in a trap intended to ensnare British sub-vessels, subsurface vessels in the Yellow Sea. What happened to these fellows? According to a secret UK report, the seamen died following a catastrophic failure of the submarine's oxygen system, which poisoned the crew. The captain of the Chinese PLA Navy submarine 093-417 is understood to be among the deceased, as were 21 other officers. Officially, China has denied the incident took place. It also appears Beijing refused to request international assistance for its stricken submarine. What, just to get us off in La La Land, thinking about K-19 or Hunt for Red October or some kind of shit like this matters. The UK report into the fatal mission reads, intelligence reports that on 21st of August, there was an onboard accident while carrying out a mission in the Yellow Sea. 21st of August was in September, October, a couple months ago. Well, just now getting around to talking with you. You needed something to throw in there. It was this filler. Is it from a fucking guy, that one of the think tanks? Independent incident happened on 0812 local, resulting in the death of 55 crew members, 22 officers, 7 cadets, 9 petty officers, 17 sailors. Dead include the captain, Colonel Zhu Yongping. Like, I fucking care. Or understanding, our understanding is death caused by hypoxia due to a system fault on the submarine. The submarine hit a chain and anchor obstacle used by the Chinese Navy to trap U.S. and allied submarines. And this resulted in system failure that took 6 hours. I really don't give a shit. You know that? I'm sorry, but I don't. Fuck them. It's the fucking Chinese, man. They're are they my friends or? Are they somebody I know down the fucking block? Why do I give a shit what happens to them? 42% excesses natural cause mortality, 0 to 24-year-olds. 40. Okay, this bend in the DFT line is called an inflection. One cannot adjust chart parameters to make this bend in the DFT line disappear. It suggests the introduction of a novel influence around WK14-2021. No kidding. Man, these people are just fucking geniuses. I mean, they're figuring all this out 3-4 fucking years later. People were talking about the day that it fucking happened. This is what democracy... Here we go back. Indoctrination. Because this, I mean, this is why this is getting clear fucking to where it's... Why are we doing it? This is what Democrats support when they back open borders And what they got here is a guy, this is worth watching. I mean, they got a bunch of girls dressed up in scampy outfits down on the floor with guns pointed at them. And this is the criminal fucking cartels working inside the United States of America with the blessing of the criminal cartel known as the United States Corporation to traffic these sex slaves. You want to buy one? I'm sure you go online, you can just buy you one of these girls. Pick one out. The CDC says giving the newest COVID vaccine booster to children and young people outweighs the risk, but it doesn't. And now we have evidence that the CDC lied about and covered up the risk of myocarditis, a blockbuster new reporting by Galaxy Brain, B-R-A-N, Brain. and again, we have the CDC. CDC vaccines damage all hearts, study finds. And this is pretty interesting. This is by Igor Chudal. The new scientific study by Nebraska et al. Tested COVID-vaccinated people to see if they have silent changes in the heart muscle function that standard radiology tests couldn't detect. The study shows very unsettling results. Assessment of myocarditis, FDG uptake at PETC. I mean, all of this is Greek to anybody unless they're a doctor, but we'll go and look at this because it shows it. Yeah, every fucking buddy. Scientists measured myocarditis, 18 fluorine, fluorodeoxyglucose, okay, fluorodeoxyglucose, 18F-FDG uptake, FDG has a molecule similarity to glucose. However, 18F-FDG does not metabolize like glucose. Therefore, PET scans could detect it, and its presence shows the heart muscle abnormally high demand for glucose indicated of abnormal cardiac function. Conclusions found myocardial F-FDG uptake seen on analogic PT. PET-CT indicates a significantly increased or multiple myocardial abnormalities. Indeed, this is what the Nebraska study finds. Results. The study included 303 unvaccinated patients, men aged 52.9 years, 157 females, and 700 vaccinated patients, mean age. Says mean, I don't know, 56.8 years. Men is what it is. This is how you spell men, is M-E-A-N. See, age 56.8 years and female, 344 females. Vaccinated patients had overall higher myocardial FDG uptake compared to the non-vaccinated patients. I mean, how many ways do we have to be fucking told this shit is fucking poison? And yes, it's going to affect your fucking heart. Yes, it's going to eventually fucking kill you. Might have something special coming for you guys in a day or two here. We're going to try. Myocardial SUV max was higher in vaccinated patients, regardless of sex. Medium range 4.7 to 4.9, or patient age, medium range 4.7 to 55.6. Compared to corresponding non-vaccinated group, sex medium range 3.2 to 3.9, age medium range 3.3 to 3.3, P range. I mean, all of this stuff here is like reading a goddamn medical report. And the bottom line is that every fucking buddy who's took has had an effect in their heart. That's a long-winded motherfucking way of saying, like I said, might have something really special for you guys. Something that'll fucking make them put all this shit away and just knock this fucking shit off. But her thing, breaking, the congressman who was carjacked yesterday in Washington, D.C. says three men with guns came out of nowhere and that he was less than a mile away from the Capitol. And again, it's a fucking video. And this guy here, he's acting like he's all cool and everything. You know, I thought you weren't allowed to have guns in fucking Washington, D.C. Oh, that's right. Only if you're fucking a gangster, then you can have guns. I wonder if they're just giving them to them, son of a bitches, when they get off the buses. And this guy here's a fucking foreigner, and he talks about his brother being a foreigner fucking cop. And, you know, fuck you. Too bad they didn't shoot your fucking ass is all I can say. New York left-wing activist poet stabbed to death at Brooklyn bus stop by unhinged stranger. What do you call that? Is that like poetic justice? Is that what we call that? We'll look at this a little bit. This is by Jared Jagger, the post-millennial. A stabbing took place early Monday morning in Brooklyn at Bedford Stuyvesant neighborhood, claiming the life of poet and far-left activist Ryan Carson. The 32-year-old was walking down the sidewalk with his girlfriend when he was attacked by a stranger. A video emerged of the incident. It shows the couple sitting on a bench on the sidewalk when a man walks past him in a black hoodie. The man crosses the street, walks half a block down, then begins kicking over scooters in the street. The couple rise and walk in the same direction. When the man turns around and approaches the couple continue walking toward him. A confrontation issues wherein Carson puts up his hands and seems to attempt to dispel the tension. The man gets closer to him and Carson pushes him off. The surveillance footage cuts to after the stabbing with Carson on the ground and his girlfriend standing by him. The attacker makes a motion toward her as well before moving off. Carson was rushed to the nearby Kings County Hospital Center, but succumbed to his injuries. A suspect who has yet to be identified is still at large. See, these guys walking around killing people on fucking cameras, and our people are fucking, man, they're scared to even fucking talk about it. Talk about their fucking lawful right to get rid of this fucking shit. To talk about their goddamn duty to get rid of this goddamn shit. To get on that goddamn page and just stop it all. You won't even talk about it. These fuckers are walking around stabbing people. Oh, nobody knows who did it. Fuck, there's so many, nobody in this goddamn country from fucking all over the goddamn world, man. In between, man, they're watching you. They're going to get you. They see everything you do. Ooh, be scared. Witness reported that he had been acting erratically prior to carrying out the murder, pushing over scooters and chasing and causing a scene. According to the New York Post, the incident took place shortly before 4 a.m. on Monday at the Lafayette Avenue and Malcolm X Boulevard B38 bus stop. The man reportedly said, What are you looking at? I'm sorry. Before proceeding to stab Carson in the chest multiple times. Carson was the senior solid waste campaign director at the nonprofit New York Public Interest Research Group. Oh, a nonprofit got it? Oh, I'm going to cry. He also advocated for safe injection sites across New York. I'm really going to fucking cry. I'm passionate about safe injection facilities because I've seen family members become addicted to opioids prescribed for pain caused by their occupations, Carson said in 2021. I've lost friends and family to the opioid epidemic, including my best friend who died of a heroin overdose in 2016. Tributes for Carson quickly poured in from across the activist community. One of the rising stars in the organization said Blair Horner, the executive director of NYPIRG, a wonderful person, hardworking, loud, boisterous, laugh. Everybody loved him. Well, somebody didn't. Our team has devastated, was devastated to hear of Ryan Carson's passing today, New York Council Member Sandy Nurse pointed to X Ryan was a dedicated environmental advocate who worked tirelessly to protect our communities and ecosystems from the climate crisis. I am going to cry. I send my condolences to all his family and loved ones who are grieving. In an interview with the Post, Carson's roommate Tom Krantz described him as someone who worked piously to help make his city a better place, pointing out that he was the epicenter of an entire community that he created. Carson was originally from Massachusetts, but came to New York in 2010 and made a home for himself in He quickly made a name for himself in activist circles. No problem doing that. All you got to be is a fucking traitor. In 2021, he and his team from No Overdose, New York, walked from Big Apple to Buffalo, stopping in communities along the way to raise awareness about the opioid crisis. In Albany, he stood outside the state capitol and slammed then Governor Andrew Cuomo for You ever wonder what happened to old Cuomo, the murderer of, what was it, for 40,000 people, the fucking genocidal little motherfucker? You don't hear nothing about him. Well, I'm sure he's going to come back. Andrew Cuomo for failing to fulfill a promise he'd made to create overdose prevention centers. Would somebody have a professional give him their shot? In addition to being an activist, Carson was a published poet. One of his more well-known pieces focused on death, but rather than laminating the impact it would have on him, he expressed concern that those he loved would be hurt most. This story has been updated. Now, I really don't care. Good riddance to fucking bad rubbish. I'm sorry to see you go there, Mr. Activist. You commie son of a bitch. And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come right back.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Teliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
time I answered what I done. Most of the day, I forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail something, but you'd have to step up and fucking say you did it. And that's kind of risky, man. That's putting yourself, that's asking too much of fucking people. Don't get me. Lord help, wouldn't want to get you, have a target on your back too. Like that. I mean, anyways, where were we there? Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and that was Get Some by Hogjaw. And you know, we watch these songs come and go like fucking Revolution, and Hogjaw, Get Some, and all these fucking tough talking fucking songs. And as we, you know, we go back over to the other page and we keep acclimating ourselves to fucking the most blatant, sickening treason, man. I mean, I watched movies on Rome and goddamn fucking Egypt. I mean, even England, and, you know, when it was still broken up into kingdoms, and of course the Gauls and the fucking Saxons. And I mean, all this, that's what they had then. They were all fucking scum. There was no fucking morality. Everybody was stabbing everybody in the fucking back. And this is just acclimating us to it. And I mean, that's what we're accomplishing here. I mean, it's sickening. I mean, everybody can say everybody's woke up, and they sure as hell are. They know what's going on. But if you're not doing anything to it, all you're doing is accepting it, then you're becoming acclimated to fucking goddamn slavery. You want to be a fucking slave? Be a fucking slave. I ain't your fucking conscience. I'll never be a fucking slave. I'd rather be dead than be a slave. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my fucking knees. White House, critically important. We fund Ukraine to avoid shutdown. We'll have to see if border included. We have become a people that will accept this kind of fucking shit. It is in fucking credible. It really is. This is by Ian, Hanchit, Breitbart.com. On Monday's broadcast of CNBC, it's turning more and more like the mainstream media. They're taking the internet over more and more and more. $100,000 sets. Can you send a little money? Just like fucking Alex Jones, I need to pile up some fucking gold, man. And you send a little money, pretty soon this fucking site here is going to be fucking gone. Man, we got something cool. Maybe we're going to be able to give to you, but after I give it to you, then maybe we'll just take it all the fucking way and just say, to hell with you. If you want to be a fucking slave, if you want to fucking go support that mainstream fucking media that will always give you false hope, because there's always that false hope out there. Oh, gosh, damn it. Yeah, I mean, if we could get Trump back in there. We get Trump back in there, my paycheck go up, and hell, I could go on vacation again. That's what's fucking important. On Monday, broadcast CNBC Squawk Box, White House Council of Economic Advisors Chair Jared Benstein, stated that it's clear we have to support funding for Ukraine, and we can't let a small group of extreme Republicans block this. Oh, that's right, the election. We got to keep getting ready for that. Another fucking act of stupidity. And then, you know, they're acclimating you into that because there are people out there. You're going to go do it. You're going to fucking go. You know that it's all fucking corrupt from the top to the bottom, that it's all a lie. It's a fucking fraud. It always has been. But you're going to go fucking do it. You know why? Because I do something and then I complain. Vote. That is literally how fucking retarded you have to be to fucking participate in this fucking occupational motherfucking selection to give it legitimacy by putting your fucking stamp on it, you fucking traitor. Geopolitical investment, but we'll have to see if border security funding is part. We'll have to see. We're goddamn sure going to give them Ukraine's the money, but we'll have to see if border security, what fucking border security? We get more guys down there to take the barbed wire down and maybe we could get guys over there just to piggyback them a fucking cross, man. We could get an army of people down there. We could get more in here. We're not getting enough of these motherfuckers fast enough. God damn it. When your fucking children are suffering, when you fucking have to watch it, that's going to be your goddamn payment. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get what you fucking deserved for allowing yourself to be acclimated to shit like this and fucking allow shit like this. We'll have to see if border security funding is part of keeping the government open. Come on. After Bernstein stated that the process of avoiding a shutdown altogether isn't over yet and noted that President Joe Biden said the American support for Ukraine can't be interrupted. What American support? Oh, you mean you and your five fucking cronies that are collecting all the fucking bucks and cutting it up with Putin and fucking goddamn Donnie Trump and all the fucking international corporate 1% elite? Is that who you're talking about? Co-host Becky Quick then asked, will support at our border be part of that too? Can we please have what the fuck are you going to do? If you send money down there, what's going to happen? It's going to be used to bring more fuckers in. Definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Get more fucking money down there and you get more of them in here. Man, let's do it. God damn it. How dare them? Yeah, send it to Ukraine and won't even send us down here so we can be invaded more. Damn it. Those seem like the two issues that stand out. Ukrainian support funding, but also what happens at the U.S. border. If they send more down, when they send National Guard down there, what does the National Guard do, people? It fucking helps them bring more in quicker, doesn't it? That fucking border patrol that's supposed to be there to guard your fucking border. You're paying their wages. You're paying their goddamn pensions. You're paying their fucking medical. You're paying all that shit. What would you hire them for? So that they could cut wire all the way so they could piggyback motherfucking goddamn drug cartel members across the fucking river and even drowned if they have to, because those motherfuckers are important. Fucking more money anywhere. Acclimated. Are you getting acclimated to this? Well, if we present some more money down the border and then what? Then fucking what? They can bring more motherfuckers in quicker? Is that what you're saying? Well, if they're going to send money to Ukraine to fuck us, they should have to send more money to the border to fuck us, too. That's only fair. This is America. Goddamn stupid-ass people. Bernstein, oi, responded, we'll have to see about that. The point that I'm making about Ukraine is that it's small. It's similar to the CR. In the fact that you've got a very large majority, including every leader up there, both in the House and Senate, supporting the funding of Ukraine, and you've got a murderous regime that is actively doing what they can do in Ukraine, and it's clear we have to, people. It's happening in Klamath Falls. It's just 30 miles down the road from me. We have to. We got to stop this. have to support the funding again. Why? I mean, you fucking, you talk about bullshit. Tell me why you're bullshit. A wildly shared view in Congress. What is Congress? About 400 fucking motherfuckers in a country with fucking, oh, goddamn. Real American nationals, probably about 320 million. But if you want to add all the goddamn invaders, probably getting close to 500 million. About ready to outnumber our own country like they are in that island in Italy. We're about to get really hard fucked. Like I said, man, how did I know my people were total fucking chicken shit, motherfucking punk pansy bitches? I would have never had fucking children. I wouldn't have. I'd left these motherfuckers to their goddamn dead end. But you just see, I got you, Henry. You got to stand in. You got to go kill so I can go hide in a hole like a fucking worm that I am. I'm a Judeo-Christian worm. I'm going to hide in the fucking hole until you guys have gotten beat. Then we're going to come out and claim your fucking victory, and then we're going to declare a fucking theocracy. That's what we can do. I mean, this is part of the hijacking. Is there any of these motherfuckers doing anything? No. And we can't let a smaller group of extreme Republicans, here we go, back to the fucking election bullshit, because there's no fucking election, you stupid asses. God damn, this is acclimating the fucking people to stupidity. That's all there fucking is to it. This critically important geopolitical investment in not just security for Ukraine, but for all free nations. Just hand the whole motherfucker over. We told you when this shit began. That's what fucking socialism is. It's taking the richest country in the fucking world, the best fucking country in the world, and dividing it into the poorest, sorriest, fucking rottenest fucking country in the world. And everybody, all the goyim come out fucking equally fucked. The people that fucking made the fucking the better place, they are lowered down to the level of the goddamn mongrels that they fucking bring in to fucking bring your fucking ass down. And you accept it. And they do it like this. They do it with this fucking propaganda like this. And they do it by fucking acclimating you to this fucking propaganda. And you fucking go for it. You fucking go for it. Pfizer advertised one product on the basis of their well-publicized trial and then switched it with a different product, which is with a very different safety profile. What do they call it? Bait and switch. I think that's what they call that. And again, this is a fucking another fucking video. Advertisers, one product. Oh, okay. But the process is the product. You can't change the process for making biologics without a new clinical trial. Well, by God, I beg to differ, Mr. Ball-headed chicken fucker. They did it, didn't they? They poisoned the fucking people. Like I said, we got something coming. Well, that might be the last thing we ever give you something really fucking good and just shut this motherfucker off and leave you to it. The EU has enacted one of the world's most repressive online censorship laws. They're already citing their loss in the Slavic election as proof they need more censorship. Of course they do. If the measure is successful, officials and experts hope its effects could extend far beyond Europe, changing company policies in the United States and elsewhere. Well, in this one world fucking government that you're becoming acclimated to, you're becoming acclimated to fucking goddamn policies being made in foreign fucking lands that I mean, like by foreign fucking kings that are, you are going to accept and you're going to fucking, you're going to do what you're fucking told, bitch, punk, boy, slave, peon, pissant, coolie. That's what it's all really about, isn't it? Coincidence or something more? And this here was John, looks like Pelletier, was the police chief in Las Vegas. Oh, yeah, fuck you. I mean, they are so fucking far-reaching, people, trying to find fucking something fucking else to fucking... I mean, Las Vegas, all this shit's coming out. I mean... They got 4 years worth of shit to sort through to try to get something that'll get somebody to actually go out and commit fucking treason and stupidity and retardation one more time. Just one more fucking time, please. We already did that. This is here. Douglas Murray, Canada's descent into ignorance shocks the world. I'm not shocked. I've become acclimated to seeing people fucking absorbed into the ignorant fucking population. Perhaps I should say straight out away that I love Canada. Some of my best friends are Canadian. That minimal throat clearing aside, let me say, as a friendly outsider, that Canada took today looks like a nation of ignoramuses. And you're one of them. You understand you're saying this about yourself too, you stupid fuck. The incident in Parliament the other week is just one case in point. Standing ovations are very rare things. They should be very special things. When a whole House stands to applaud someone, they had better be very sure who they are applauding. I know that Senator Anthony Rota has now resigned, but here is the thing. Anybody who knows anything about the Second World War knows that if you were fighting the Soviets in Ukraine in the 1940s, you were most likely fighting with the Nazis. It does not require a fine-tuned expert in the area to know this. Almost anybody could have guessed this. If almost anyone knew anything, it seemed to be the assumption, not just for Speaker Rota, but the whole Canadian Parliament, that there existed in the 1940s some proto-anti-Putin fighting force, and that the great cause of this moment has some direct lineage back to the fight of the 1940s. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky almost certainly guessed this, but it was the Canadian Parliament who was hosting him, the Canadian Parliament who embarrassed him, and the Canadian Parliament who have handed the most magnificent propaganda victory to the Kremlin in a war which Putin pretended to start in order to denazify Ukraine. How much help has Canada given by your entire parliament standing to applaud an actual Nazi? We told you this before, man. What we have going here, you guys are fucking rich and the fucking poor. And the fucking rich are like the 1%, and you got the people that are, you know, they got some goddamn cash, and they got 2 or 3 fucking mansions. They you know, then probably from the top 5% down to the top 15%. And the rest of us are just, fuck you. You're nobody. You're a fucking goyim. What makes this worse is that this call comes after a period of which Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been perfectly happy to call dissent ordinary Canadian Nazis. God damn, I'm just an ordinary Canadian Nazi. Well, they took the best fucking of communism and national socialism, the controlling elements of those, you know, the fucking the beatings, the fucking fear tactics, the fucking terrorism, the fucking murders. And they took the best elements of those and they put them together and put those two, Nazi and communism, together. And I'll be goddamn if they didn't come out with democracy. Because that's what democracy is. It is blatant stupidity. Even there, when if 90% of the people say no, you can say yes. We have to. It's democracy. I mean, this is so fucking stupid. To use measures like the debunking of the debunking of the critics and moves that have horrified most of the other democracies. And there we are. There you are. In the West, when a bank in my country, Britain, was recently found to have been, debanked a politician, Nigel Farage, we had him on another one earlier, for what turned out to be political reasons. Not only did the head of the bank resign, but politicians in Britain from across the political system condemned that bank. Such moves are unlikely to be taken by other bank another bank in Britain again, but in Canada it seems to be the perfectly acceptable, because at any time the Canadian Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister can claim that their critics are homophobes, xenophobes, racists, Nazis, misogynists, and all the rest. Okay. The word, especially America, has looked on in horror as the Canadian government has tried to curtail speech in the country, and looked on with ever more horror as Canadians seem willing to go along with this. They've been acclimated. And fucking don't talk about the Canadians. Look what you're fucking going along with. It seems to be the view of the Canadian authorities that they are capable of deciding at the merest glance who is and who is not allowed to speak, what it is and what is not acceptable speech, what any Canadians can and cannot read, and who is and who is not a Nazi. These being the same authorities who apparently cannot even perform the most basic Google search on their guests. Yes, but I mean, it's here to, I mean, I guess, turn around. It's all the big, you think we got fucking problems. You ought to look at Canada. Hey, we're fucking sunk, you dumb fucks. And why are we sunk? Because we fucking allowed it. That's why we're sunk. We have fucking been cowardly, motherfucking worthless son of a bitches, man. I mean, we have the fucking power to fucking end all this shit in one fucking day if we all worked in consortism. It's just grueling. It's grueling, and it makes you feel like, what the fuck are you doing this for? That's what it makes me feel like. What the fuck am I doing this for? You can hand somebody a fucking goddamn fishing pole, but you can't make them fish. You can take a horse to water, you can't make it drink. You can take even a cocaine addict to a fucking line of cocaine. Boy, he'll probably just snort that fucker, but you can't make him. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted enough. That's enough for a fucking day. We'll be back on Friday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And we'll show you some more fucking shit to acclimate you to fucking, to be fucking good fucking slaves. And that is The Word from the Trenches.